You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, you'll know that South Africa's official unemployment rate has edged down to 31.4%. That's the lowest level in more than 5 years. Now, on the surface, that looks like real progress, but I think the deeper data might tell us a more complex story. Discouraged job seekers are rising, youth unemployment remains painfully high, and the broader measure of labour underutilisation still sits around 44%. So is this a real turning point in the jobs crisis or just statistical relief? I'm in conversation now with the Statistician General, Risenga Maluleki. SG, a very warm welcome to you. So the unemployment rate falling to 31.4%, as I mentioned, but is this genuine job creation or simply people leaving the labour force? What's the assessment here?
Well, we are seeing two measures that have made this unemployment rate to decline. One, increase in the number of people that are employed. And of course, a decrease as well in the number of the unemployed who are actively looking for employment. So let us look over the past three quarters, maybe all the four quarters of 2025. Coming back from 2024, we had recovered some jobs. But what happened in the first quarter, almost all those jobs that we had recovered were wiped out, because the highest we got in 2024 was in quarter three, where we saw a growth by 294,000 jobs. And indeed, in the first quarter, we lost 291,000 jobs. But after that, we have been recovering. Second, third, and fourth quarter have shown and seen recoveries in jobs, which have made us go beyond the 17 million mark of the employed people. So we're currently sitting at 17.1 million people who are employed. Having said so, the number of people that are unemployed but actively looking for employment, who help us to compute unemployment rate, the headline unemployment rate, at some stage we were sitting at 8.4 million. We dropped down to 8.2 million and stayed too long around that space. We have now dropped to 7.8 million, so below the 8 million mark. So in terms of the rate, this is the second quarter in a row that we see the rate starting to decline. But when we look at the numbers, the absolute numbers, it looks like we're starting to see a drop. And of course, our job is to measure, it's not to speculate. So we are still going to see what is going to happen in the first quarter of 2026.
Let me ask you this. Formal sector jobs rising by 320,000, but there's been a sharp drop in informal jobs. Is this structural improvement or economic strain, do you think, in the informal economy? How do you read that?
Well, usually what we see is informal sector does fluctuate from time to time. But I don't want us to read the informal sector alone. I want us to look at the industries that have lost or shedded jobs. Trade shedded 98,000 jobs. And of course, we lost other jobs in manufacturing as well as in mining. But particularly in trade, we have seen a lot of jobs being lost from the informal sector. We know that Gauteng accounts for about 33%, sometimes up to 35% of our share of nominal GDP. The city of Joburg does have a big share in terms of our employment and unemployment numbers, depending on which direction it goes. So what happened, particularly in the informal sector, is that in the lead up and indeed during the G20 summit, a lot of informal traders that didn't meet the prescripts of the city of Joburg were removed from the streets. And this has contributed greatly in the informal sector declining by about 293,000 jobs in the all, including what would have happened in other provinces.
Let me pick you up on a geographic point, if I can. Gauteng losing 54,000 jobs. The Western Cape has gained 93,000. This must be a clear indication, surely, of a provincial economic divergence, which is only set to grow.
Certainly, our provinces have a lot of diversity in them. Amongst other issues that you see, say, in the province of the Western Cape, the structure of the Western Cape economy is that you see finance being strong, you see agriculture, and of course, you see also utilities or transport, but not as much as strong as you would see in finance and agriculture. Whereas in Gauteng, for example, you don't see much of agriculture. You actually see more of finance, which is the strongest that we see in the province. So that diversity plays a role. And when you look at the gains that we have seen in the Western Cape, we see agriculture has gained and indeed finance has gained. So they did also contribute what we see in gains of the Western Cape, whereas the losses of Gauteng, we have already touched on them in relation to the informal sector in the trade industry. Now, these numbers are not a way to say we are going to see them go this way. There are times where we have seen the Western Cape lose employment and other provinces gaining employment. But just as an addition, one of the things that we see when we talk about the Western Cape, other than the fact that it has been the one that has the lowest unemployment rate, headline unemployment rate, as well as what we used to call expanded unemployment rate being low, in this quarter, fourth quarter of 2025, it has fallen below the 20% mark, sitting at 18.1% headline.
Just a final question, and perhaps the most worrying aspect, I think, of the survey is that youth unemployment ticking up to 44%, despite the overall improvement. This recovery, it would suggest, does exclude young people, and if that trajectory continues, it becomes even more concerning for the country.
Young people have always been vulnerable to labor markets. So are women. Particularly when we go back to young people, it's even worse when they are female, because they become a little more vulnerable than their male counterparts. But for more than a decade, we have seen the unemployment rate of young people being higher, and I'm talking about 15 to 34 years, being higher than the national average, whereas for those 35 years to 64, it has been far lower than the national average. Having said so, if we look at the number of young people just 15 to 24 years, regardless of where they are, we have 10.3 million of them. Out of the 10.3 million, 3.5 million are not in employment, education, or training, retaining a need rate of 34%. When you move to a 34-year cut, we are talking about 20 million of those in our population. And of course, we are hitting in the excess of 9 million, about 9.8 million young people in that 15 to 34 who are not in employment, right, education, or training. Much more difficult when it is they are female. So indeed, young people are vulnerable to labor markets.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Risenga Maluleke, who is the Statistician General. I appreciate your time.